This is episode 2020 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
So is the multiple of octopus octopi? I think it's octopi. Is that plural? Octopi,
I think so.
I'm going to say, based on the fact that I think that's what it is, octopi are one of the most intelligent creatures on the planet, capable of solving complex puzzles, using tools, escaping captivity, opening screw-top jars and stacking rocks to protect the entrances to their dens. How do we know this?
I don't know. Maybe it's because they have to figure out how to work eight legs.
I know, right? That's kind of weird. But they are good at the jar opening thing, I betcha. Zebras injure zookeepers more than any other animal.
What?
Here's the reason. They've never been domesticated.
Oh.
And they're just too aggressive.
Zebras.
Zebras. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
I mean, I thought maybe the lions.
Yeah, right.
But it's like, hey, go! Can you go feed this lion? I got to deal with the zebras over here. <Right. laughs> Wild zebras.
And that's some random facts for today. Hey, how about some Who Cares news? It's time. It's time. Here's Morgan.
It's time. It's time. Hey, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher revealed on a recent episode of Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast that they save a lot of money on soap.
I love Dax Shepard's podcast. Have you ever listened to it?
No, I have not.
It's awesome. Dax is like the most open book guy you're going to find. And he's even admitted on his podcast about his recurring drug problem.
Yes.
His addiction problem. Uh-huh. And he's an open book. You know, if you're wondering who Dax Shepard is, he's married to Kristen Bell.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. Yeah. That sweet, lovable sweetheart.
What did Dax Shepard do?
Dax has done some acting here and there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know
he's
why.
He's an actor.
Yeah,
so yeah.
That's about it. That's cool.
Yeah, so Mila admitted that she had horrible skin most of her life.
Okay.
Which led Dax to ask about their bathing regimen.
Wow. That's rather forward, don't you think? Of course, it's Dax Shepard.
Open book.
Yeah,
so
right.
Because Dax has been trying to convince his co-host, Monica Padman,
yeah,
to stop washing her whole body with soap every day. And
what's
just,
that all about?
I'll tell you. Just clean certain areas, like, you know, soles and holes. That's hilarious.
I met somebody who said, just wash your parts every day. That's all. Wash your parts.
Because the experts do say taking a shower every day is very drying and aging to your skin.
Huh.
Yes.
Huh.
So they say just wash yourself down. Wash your face.
Yeah.
And
wash
your
parts.
Privates. Your soles and holes.
Your soles and holes.
I've never heard that, but my life will never be the same.
Dax Shepard.
Ever.
Thank you for that. Soles and holes.
Hey, Mila agreed with Dax, saying she doesn't wash her body with soap every day, and she just focuses on the essential parts. She said she didn't grow up with hot water.
That's right, because she's an immigrant.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, no, she lived in Ukraine.
In the Ukraine, so wherever she was,
they didn't have hot water or whatever.
They didn't have a lot.
They didn't have a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, side note: she taught herself how to speak English by watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Was that show?
Yes. Yes.
And she was what, six or seven?
She was ten.
She was ten. Oh wow.
I think she speaks pretty well without an accent.
She's done a pretty good job. I never would have known.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
All right, so Ashton said, I wash my armpits and crotch daily and nothing else ever.
Well, Mila, good on you, hon.
He does say he kind of, you know, he'll wipe stuff down after going to the gym to get some of the salts off. But
Good on you. I'm
now
glad
the same,
you like that.
Now the same goes for their two kids. Ashton said they have a system. If you can see the dirt on them, clean them, he said. Otherwise, there's no point.
What's the deal with that? You got to wash your kids? Isn't that child neglection or something like
they
that?
They wash their hair and their face and, you know.
Yeah. Is the same apply to your hair?
Soles and holes. All right. Sit down for this. This is going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
I'm a Kelly Clarkson fan. I always have been a Kelly Clarkson fan. So Kelly Clarkson has been ordered to pay her ex. Now, first off, Kelly, darling, you're attorney sucks.
Apparently.
Kelly Clarkson has been ordered to pay her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, who had a decent career.
Yeah.
Nearly $200,000.
What, a year?
Per month.
What?
Yeah.
What?
In spousal and child support.
I married the wrong person. Oh my God. $200,000 a month?
Yeah, so how do you think? Give me
Holy
an idea.
Crap.
Give me an idea about how much you think, what's the split you think is between spousal and child support?
The kids get most of it. No?
No, contrary. No,
really?
Yeah.
Why? Because she left him out in the cold? Is that the deal? He can't make a living? Oh my God.
$150,000 a month is spousal support.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Which is, to me, a bunch of hooey.
She has a bad lawyer.
And there was a prenup, but it, I guess
wow.
it wasn't enforced.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, the guy who just tried, what case was it? Oh, he's trying the case right now for Britney Spears. She needs to call him.
Oh, she should call him.
I mean, you know, he doesn't do divorces, but, you know, he might get her a little better settlement than $200,000 a flipping month. What happens if she, like, loses her gig?
Now, Kelly does personally earn $1.5 million a month.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, she's on The Voice, she has a talk show, and she has royalties from her music.
I can't imagine her royalties from her music. I know she was a big star, but I cannot imagine she gets a lot of money anymore.
And she's going to take over Ellen's pimp spot.
Oh, that's true.
So the order additionally requires her to pay $1.25 million to cover Brandon's attorney fees incurred from the divorce.
You cannot count on family members to be
Screwed.
Your attorneys. Did you go to prepaid legal, hun? What
oh,
did you
no.
do? Oh, my God.
So the documents also revealed that Brandon Blackstock, who has managed, you know, musicians forever.
Yeah,
he still has Blake Shelton. That's his last.
Okay, well, he's making money off
Blake Shelton is his last remaining client. Brandon manages Blake Shelton, who was on the same show as his ex-wife.
His ex-wife, yeah.
Brandon Blackstock has decided to change careers, leaving all the entertainment industry behind to pursue ranching.
What?
Yes. So he's made a very deliberate choice to change his life and become a rancher full time. He doesn't look like the rancher type to me, and I think he is thinking to himself, what can I say I'm going to do to where my ex-wife is going to pay for my lifestyle? There you go.
You know who I don't think makes $1 million a month is Halle Berry. I don't think she's making that kind of money.
I don't think so.
She doesn't have her own talk show.
That's true.
She's got a podcast.
She's not on The Voice.
That's something. She's got a podcast.
Yeah.
She's not making any money on the podcast. But
does this change your view of her?
No, of course not.
No.
Absolutely
she's
not.
She'll still be your sugar mama.
Yeah, you know it. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.